The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of all, of course, you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, folks, I was listening to the commercials right before we got on live here, and it's interesting that throughout the day, everybody's been taking shots at Barack Hussein Obama and dressing him up like a clown and saying the joke's on you, so on and so forth, and April Fool's Day, and there's not a greater joker out there. I've been seeing all these all day, just taking shots at the President of the United States of America. America, I have a question for you. Who do you suppose has the last laugh here? Who do you suppose is laughing right now? Is it the American people that are suffering his abuses, or him, who for some reason or other is getting away with it in the face of 318 million people? Who's laughing? I just want to know what's funny about what's going on in our country. I'm blown away. And it's interesting, it's the conservatives that are doing this. It's the professed Christians that are taking shots at the man that they've tolerated over the last 8 years to destroy their country. Wasn't it the conservatives yesterday, the day before, friends, that were going after Donald Trump because Donald Trump said that, rightly so, as a matter of fact, when he said that those that commit the act of aborting a baby, murdering a baby, should be punished? Wasn't it the conservatives that attacked none other than Donald Trump? I mean, folks, you step all over yourselves. You really do. The hypocrisy is second to none. It stinks to high heaven. And just think, folks, these are the adults in the country that are leading the path straight to hell. And it also blows me away, friends, to think that these are the people that will profess that they love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And when it comes time to actually standing up for the God they say they serve and love, they're the first ones gone, or they're the first ones to complain about those that actually do take a stand. But again, keep in mind, it was the religious hypocrites of the day that had Jesus Christ crucified. It was also interesting to know, friends, during the break, I noticed that it was Barack Hussein Obama now using the system of terror in fear, again, we've been talking about this all last week, to keep the people in a state of perpetual fear. Remember what General Douglas MacArthur said, friends, of the United States government back in 1957. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. It's the government. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible event at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Yeah, that's true. But who's pushing the fear? Wasn't it McDermott, Congressman Jim McDermott, right after September 11th that said, you know, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear? Yeah, the wrong kind of fear. feel diabolical fear. And that's exactly the sort of fear they're using. And wasn't it interesting that just during the break, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama was talking about a possible nuclear attack? Can I ask you something, America? Who just gave how much money over to the Iranians? And isn't it an Iranian, Valerie Jarrett, that is the one that's speaking into his ear constantly in the People's White House? Yes, it is. So who's he talking about that's a possible nuclear threat? I mean, folks, if you'd put two and two together, you would figure out what's going on here. I got an in the mail today, a letter from a pro-gun rights organization, and they said that if Barack Hussein Obama appoints another Supreme Court justice, that the Second Amendment will not survive. Really? America, I have a question for you. Who told you that? I didn't know that it was the purpose of government to tear down the law and recreate it in their own image. It shouldn't matter what judge he appoints to a certain degree, because regardless of who they are, they're still supposed to apply, discover and apply that law. Not to change it, not to gut it. And folks, again, I'm trying to tell you as a young person coming to the older generation, look what you've done with this world. Look what you've done with this country. I mean, it's like watching those that should know better. It's like reading National Enquirer back in the 1980s. You couldn't believe anything anybody said. And it was just unthinkable. But the fact of the matter is you can't make this stuff up. It's really happening. I mean, these people, going back to Barack Hussein Obama and the administration, you need to understand, these people know exactly what they're doing. And let me just reiterate this before I get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Until you take responsibility, America, nothing is going to change. This is a young man speaking as to what I see on a daily basis to the older generation. Wisdom is justified by her children. And if you don't like it, then turn the channel. Because the problem lies within us. I am so sick and tired of the Christians, the professed Christians, and the conservatives sitting there pointing the finger and talking about how bad this guy is, and how bad this guy is, and how bad this girl is, and how bad this lady is. Well, you're only complaining about what you are tolerating. This is how it's going to work on Judgment Day. There's going to be no excuses. The law is going to stop your mouth, and you are going to be guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, literally, if the only thing that you have to offer up to God is your excuses. And that's all I hear from the older generation is excuse after excuse after excuse. You know who attacks my ministry more than professed Christians and conservatives? Nobody. You want to know why? Because they're the responsible party for what's taking place in our country, and they don't like it. Just like the Pharisees were responsible, jealous and envious, John 11 and John 12, of Jesus Christ. So therefore, they had to get rid of him because they didn't want to be outdone. Because remember, it was Jesus that said to us, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The charades continue on between Cruz and Kasich and who we know is a part of George Soros' little useful idiot program. And then we have Rubio. He's out of the game now, right? And then we have Donald Trump that everybody seems to be attacking. And they're attacking him for oftentimes the right thing that he's doing rather than the wrong things that he's doing. Excuse me. And that amazes me, but it doesn't amaze me because we are in some dark times. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, we have suicidal and societal problems in the West. A treasonous scoundrel president encouraging it. That's written by Eric Rush. Pretty crazy. But here we have it again, friends. Everybody's complaining about the problem. You know, folks, I have a question for you. What good is law if it's not enforced? What good are the cops if they don't actually drop the law down on the heads of criminals? What good is it? I just want to know. I want someone to answer me concerning this question, because I really do need an answer, because for the most part, some people just don't understand the simplicity of what's going on in their country. And again, I don't know how many times I brought you back to this, but there's 318 million people in this country that are tolerating the crimes of one administration. And even if you took the whole of our representation, we have 535 people. That's with the legislative, executive branch and the judicial branch, friends. And that's also the president of the United States. It's our representatives. It is also the senators and congressmen. And so I'm trying to figure out what the problem is with our country. I know what the problem is. America doesn't love what they have. And I remember a song back in the 80s, and the song went like this. It was by a band called Cinderella. I used to be a rocker dude in the 90s and the 2000s, and this song was out in the 80s, but it was, You don't know what you've got until it's gone. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And we're coming up to that right now. And I know most people think that, again, as a former FBI agent told me just a couple days ago, the American people still think that this is a game. I know that because that's exactly how they respond to it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, thick as thieves, A.G. Loretta Lynch's law firm tied to Hillary Clinton. Folks, how many times have I told you that Barack Hussein Obama's administration is tried and true in their crimes under the Clintons? Under their tutelage. Whew. Thick as thieves, A.G. Loretta Lynch's law firm tied to Hillary Clinton. Any surprise there? FBI seeks federal supremacy to assert constitutional sheriff's authority in Oregon protester arrest. We all know what that's about. They killed Finicum out there on the road. Of course, they couldn't do that in front of everybody because if they did, they would have never killed him in the first place. Just the same way that they crucified Christ. They had to do it illegally. Why is the FBI seeking to assert constitutional sheriffs and their authority in Oregon? Because they're doing their best to cover for the treasonous criminals that are in front of your face 24/7, namely the Clintons, that are selling uranium ore to the Russians by stealing away the land of the ranchers that are trying to wake up the American people. That's why. See, they're doing their best to cover for their boss, for their pimps. You see how that works? That's what they're doing. They're scurrying like a bunch of rats. Because, America, what you need to know is that they're taking millions of dollars of that money that they're stealing from the ranchers' lands, and that's how she's actually funding her campaign. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, report FBI and DOJ may be closing the net on Hillary Clinton soon. Folks, until the American people have had enough with these people, nothing's going to change. But I'll tell you what, friends. You ever see the end of Mussolini? I mean, that joker, he used to do the same things that many of these politicians are doing. They kept pushing the people, and they pushing the people, and they kept pushing the people. And finally, the people just broke. It was like a dam that just broke all over Mussolini after he destroyed their country. America, I don't know how many more crimes these people need to commit before you finally break all over these politicians lawfully. Because it's long overdue, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama, Republican base had been fed this notion that Islam is inherently violent. Folks, the enemy is in the White House. I'll say it again, the enemy is in the White House. It's the same thing I've been saying for the last 8 years. He should have been impeached, Article 2, Section 4, the very first day in office. Because the first day he was, after Inauguration Day, he was attacking you, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, deadlocked 4-4 ruling by U.S. Supreme Court forces public employees to continue paying mandatory union dues for political activities with which they disagree. But folks, does that sound like America to you? Or does that sound like a dictatorship to you? That sounds like a dictatorship. Have you done your taxes yet, friends? Has anybody taken the time to notice that you get you get penalized for not taking on unconstitutional Obamacare? It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. Folks, mandatory health care? I mean, folks, these people are hand in glove. They're allied. They're doing this in concert. In America, furthermore, you know it. You know it. You know what they do. They know what they do. You know what they do. They just hope that you continuously play the fool the way that you have over the last 60 and 70 years in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, interestingly enough, guess what the UN Secretary General had to say about the West? He's saying that you need to take in more Muslims, friends, and you better hurry up and do it. Why are they pushing Muslims into foreign countries, friends, outside of their own, that being the foreign countries? Because they're being used to plunder those countries. For what purpose? They're creating the chaos to bring in the new order. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, White House warns of nuclear terror attacks, the four ways they could strike. Isn't that interesting? Let's highlight the four ways they could strike rather than disarming the people that are actually perpetuating the crimes. Oh, I believe there's a population of 300 bad boy Navy SEALs and Marines we could send in to deal with all of ISIS throughout the United States of America. But see, they don't want to blow their cover. Because once you find out that it's the CIA actually empowering and arming ISIS, well, that would blow their cover. But we don't want to talk about that. We just want to keep acting like it doesn't have anything to do with us. We want to act like we don't know who's responsible for the crimes that are being committed against we the people. And by the way, we are responsible for what's happening in other countries as well. You are hated by foreign countries because which you tolerate your politicians to do to those countries. In the name of liberation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, never confuse a Muslim with the facts. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, special agent in charge of Oregon. Again, here we go. Oregon standoff linked to Bundy Ranch, lead agent in wrongful deaths in 2009 investigation. Of course. Of course. Folks, they're using criminals to commit the crimes for the criminals. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Rep. Chris Smith engages in hypocrisy on Chinese president's visit. Keep in mind, the blueprint for the New World Order is none other than, guess what? Yes, of course you have it, the New World Order. Trump's campaign manager may face prosecutor who is a Hillary Clinton operative. His crime? Showing up in support of ranchers who were having their land ripped off by the Clintons. And yes, it has everything in the world to do with you, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Islam, it's like the bomb. Muslims offer $10,000 if you can show where in the Quran it commands terror. Where can we pick up the check, asks Pamela Geller. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you see the video with the white college student attacked by a black racist classmate for having dreadlocks? She said it's because of my culture. In other words, get rid of your dreadlocks, white boy. I'm not feeding that fire, friends. I'm just telling you there's a whole lot of stupidity going on in the colleges, raising up good communists. Because as I proposed to you yesterday, are they reading their Bibles, friends? Absolutely not. They're listening to their little communist professor who's burnt out on PCP from the 60s. He's never come down. They want to create a utopia without God. And that's exactly what they're going to get at the end of the day. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, federal judge goes after Shauna Cox's rights of free speech, warns her not to speak publicly about the Oregon standoff. Listen to what they're doing, friends. They're threatening the eyewitnesses concerning the murder of Lavoie Finicum in Oregon. We're going to keep that out there for you, friends, so you can understand what's going on in your country. It's time to do your job. Be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Did you hear President Roosevelt there? A day of infamy, December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor attacks. A lot of similarities between that, friends, and September 11th, for those that did not take the time to pull the curtain back. As a matter of fact, when we were out at the USS Arizona in Hawaii, they used to have a video before you'd get on the boat to go out there, actually exposing what Roosevelt didn't do and what he did do during that attack. It was provoked. And how he left our military defenseless in the face of that attack. Do some homework on that, friends. He's also the president that said that American boys would never put their feet on foreign soil. 405,399 men and women later, the American people figured out he lied, and it cost them dearly, didn't it? He said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. He's also the guy that said presidents are not elected back in the 30s. He said they're selected. And he's also the guy, just as a side note, friends, I was just listening. He said as well, there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen after it's planned. He said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. This is in the 30s, just to show how far gone the American people have let it go. I want to highlight a couple more things here, and then I'm going to jump over to non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to Satan. And I'm telling you, America is serving the wrong God, no question about it. I just had a guy actually email me and say, Bradley, you know what? You just need to read the Word of God, and you need to get away from preaching the law stuff. You know, that's doctrines of devils. Oh, my God. Oh, how love I thy law. It's my meditation all the day long. Can anybody tell me where Jesus ever abrogated that law? Nope. You can see where he used it all the time as the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24. Boy, the stupidity of the American people. They have a lawless society, and they wonder why they have a lawless society, because they failed to magnify the law, because they realize they have to take responsibility because they are that law. Come on! Don't shout me down, friends. Bradley, this is really convicting. It's supposed to be. But I got to tell you, in all sincerity, I'm sick and tired of getting on the radio on a daily basis telling the American people the same thing. And then when we talk to people, or people would have us come out and do an event in their communities, it's interesting how when all of a sudden they have to put their hand to the plow, they're AWOL. They go AWOL. They're MIA. They want someone else to do the job. Let me tell you something, friends. Someone else is doing the other job, and it's not the people that you want doing the job. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Imams refuse to pray for victims of Brussels attacks because it's against Islamic law. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top German journalist. We all lie for the CIA. Mainstream media is completely fake. Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit. But the American people, they have to turn on the television because they got to know what the enemy is doing. Well, the enemy is the one telling you the lies, as they create the enemy so they can attempt to divide and conquer. But we'll just get off that for right now. Too much conviction there for some folks. They just can't handle it for some reason or other. Non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. If you remember rightly, it was our forefathers that had said, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, who echoed the same sentiment when they said, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Or resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Therefore, non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to Satan. It is. There is no in-between. You know that, right? And I shared the other day about how God is going to get your attention one way or another. I mean, folks, the American people still go to sleep at night, even after the expose over the last 4 days, explaining to you that you are the terrorists, America. And they want you to run from your God into their satanic accusing arms, is what they want you to do. They want you to believe that they are the savior of mankind when nothing could be further from the truth. And they do it by manipulation, Hegelian dialectic, lies, fabrications, contrivings. Americans have, to their own shameless and apathetic, intolerant ways, have not yet learned that those that preach tolerance only mean to dominate. Then they try to silence the good. Even when the writing is on the wall, for some reason or another, America still feels that it doesn't apply to them for some reason or another. How is this? Folks, we've seen over the last 8 years, by the way, George Bush is a part of this equation. So is the Clinton that preceded him, and so is the George Bush that preceded him, and many other presidents all the way up. Because this has been going on incrementally, this siege has, a slow takeover. We've seen the war against God since the 60s, which is the war against the truth, which is the war against Americans and their Christian heritage, which is a war against the United States Constitution. They just want to seal the deal with the effeminate sodomite in the White House, that's all. Which is the war against the Bill of Rights, which again is the war against God-given rights, and which is the war against the veterans, in which the war is against the patriots, all coming from your government, corrupt in the government, which is the war against the we the people, which is the war against life, the war against morality, the war against family, the war against women, the war against the children, the war against freedom, the war against unity, the war against peace, the war on guns, and the war on health, all coming from your government. And again, this is the fruit of this present administration as well, Matthew 7:16. See, and what it shows is that America's present state proves whom they are willing to submit to, and that non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to Satan. It shows you who their daddy is, because they obey their daddy. And it's not their heavenly Father, which they profess that they serve. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Folks, you know how many times I do events constantly? And I'll ask people, how many in this room are Christians? Oh, 85 to 90%, sometimes the whole room. They're all Christians, they say. And I'll ask them to name three of the Ten Commandments. They can't even tell me God's moral law. And they love God so much that they don't even take the time to study and show themselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. They love God so much. But isn't it interesting they can tell you every player on that football field, isn't it? Or that baseball field. Or that hockey, that sheet of ice. Isn't that crazy how they get? It shows you who you serve. Or about that girl that you love, or about the numbers in your payroll. See, we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's where we find him, Jeremiah 29:11-13. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. But see, what we want to do is we want to create a God that looks just like us. And then we want a preacher, a hireling, and a whore to get up at the pulpit, or a politician to get up on the pulpit and tell us everything's okay. Everything's okay. As they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They say, no, 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 no. Do what you will. You're heaven bound. Untrue. Hey, let me ask you something. Is this the history of what our founding forefathers left us, America? Where we're at today? No, our forefathers threw off the tyrant. And they would have thrown off the tyrant in our time a long time ago. We're the descendants. By looking at the history of our founding forefathers and by judging as to how they responded to the tyrant King George, 4,417 miles across the pond, we can see that they had come to the point where they not only said enough is enough, but they acted as well by throwing off his ungodly rule, Psalm 94:20. But for some reason or another, the American people have taken the bait that they can't be absolutely that radical to throw off a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. No, because if I really stand up against it and say enough is enough and actually lawfully impeach you and replace you with good men and women of God that will actually enforce the laws that we have in the books, not policies, you know, I just might, you know, I don't know. I just don't know, you know, I mean, that's just too much, that's just too radical, Brad. That's just way out there. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get on the phone right now and I'll call my best friend and I'll complain to him about everything that work. Hey, I'm in agreement with you, Bradley. I'm in total agreement with you, Bradley. I'll complain about it. Matter of fact, I'll get off the phone and I'll go out there. When I go to a football game and I'll tell the guy right next to me, you know, what do you think about all these babies being killed at the football game? Oh, hold on. What did you do that for? Throw it to number 13. What are you doing? Or what about all these grown-ups playing the political games? Oh, their little idol. You know, Ted Cruz is, man, don't say anything about Ted. Even if he walks contrary to the word of God, you know what? I'd rather have you complain about Jesus and those hypocrites in the church than Ted Cruz, because I'll tell you what, that is my political idol, and you better not touch him, because if you do, I'm not going to come to your website anymore. Grow up, kids! Grow up, kids! Look what you've done with the world, America! And the world is on your watch, like it or not! Grow up! Our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, who was the chief architect of the Declaration of Independence, said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Is that the fruit of what they did or the fruit of what they said? As a matter of fact, when I was at Yorktown just a couple weeks ago, friends in Virginia, it said, now that they've declared independence, that's one thing. Now to establish it is quite another. They did quite the other, didn't they, friends? By actually acting on what they said that they believed in, right? Ben Franklin said rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. John Adams, Robert Livingston, and Roger Sherman all echoed the same sentiments. They all echoed the same sentiments. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Going to give me a piece of your mind. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I was just thinking about it during the break. I mean, the people that I'm highlighting right now, you know, it's interesting that people would willfully, and they do this all day long, they willfully send their kids into the military to be used as political pawns by this administration. They come back in sick in boxes to be buried 6 feet under the ground, all the while knowing who sent their kid to go in the first place. And somehow they justify themselves by not dealing with Congress before they actually send their kids in the first place. You know, Henry Kissinger's the one that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. In other words, they just use them up. They're expendable. Instead of actually dealing with it themselves, they're willing to let their kids come back in boxes in so many different ways. Hey, and folks, don't give me none of your garbage about calling in and saying, are you anti... And listen, I admire every single one of them. I just feel sorry for some of them. Because their parents weren't willing to stand up and do what our forefathers did. But at length, you had to pay the ultimate price. Because they didn't want to actually prevent the situation from taking place in the first place. I mean, there's so many different avenues I can take this, friends. But did I make you mad? Okay, that's okay. That's all right. Good. And the only reason you'd be mad is because you know it's true. When we look in Deuteronomy 28, you want to really get mad? Here, I'm going to put the mirror up on you right now, okay? When I go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, it says, "But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, and his that most people don't know, and his statute that most people don't know, which I command thee this day, that most people don't know, that all these curses shall come upon you." So when I go over to Deuteronomy 28:36, it tells me right here, "The Lord shall bring thee and thy," if you want to call him your king, this narcissist, the sodomite in the White House, "and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods." Is he the one advocating the Muslims to come in because they want to submit you to Sharia law? That's exactly right. So there would be the other God. Just putting that together for some of you folks. Verse 43, Deuteronomy 28. "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low." Don't shoot the messenger, friends. Deal with your sin before a just and a holy God. Verse 47, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore this is what shall come upon you. Thou shalt serve thine enemies which the Lord thy God shall send against thee." That's coming. You can rest assured that's coming. You know, it's interesting. Our forefathers, I believe it was Thomas Paine that said, "If there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. Not my kids'." Nathan Hale was another one that was taught by the British, who was an American patriot. Listen to his spirit. He said, "The only regret that I have is I don't have a second life to give for my nation." And then they hung him. That's the spirit of our forefathers. But you just don't want to get too radical and actually mean what you say. Going over to verse 48, "Therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord thy God shall send against thee." Folks, quit blaming Barack Hussein Obama for what you tolerate. America deserves Barack Hussein Obama. He's a reflection of what Americans tolerate. Verse 50, "A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, will be sent in during the siege." Verse 52, it tells us, "And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates." Is that what's happening in America? It's beginning to happen. "Until thy high and fenced walls." Interesting that he would use fenced walls. "Until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee," your enemy will, "in all thy gates throughout all thy land." Is that what's happening in the White House right now? See the specificity when it comes to the things of God? "Which the Lord thy God giveth thee." And folks, it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. I'd rather be on the radio talking about the victories that we get 24/7 in this ministry. But I think people fail to realize that being on the radio and you're one person, you can't be everywhere all the time. And God didn't organize or administrate this ministry in such a fashion where he would actually appoint us to do everything. Or people such as myself that are willing to put their necks out on the line for a people that could care less. I want to say this and I will be done for the day. The American people sit back, they gobble up this garbage as to what their representatives are doing against them. And it's God's way of saying, "Look at your sin before me because you have failed to keep my commandments." It shows you who you serve and who you're willing to serve. The American people are tolerating an administration that millions of Americans fought, bled, and died fighting against. And the American people are allotting an administration to desecrate everything that our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us in the natural and in the spiritual. First in the spiritual, friends, and in the natural. I'm sick of it.
And I would say, America, what are you doing about it? If you look at what's going on in our country today, we have a job to do, and that job is obvious and clear. Preaching the truth, standing against the tyranny that we see, and restoring America back to the founding principles that made it great, going back to the Bible and the Constitution. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. We're about restoring America back to its founding principles. You know, we just got back from the East Coast. There's so much history and so much heritage out there as to our foundations and what we were established upon, the Bible, going back to Scripture, going back to our founding forefathers, many of them having seminary degrees, so on and so forth. We cannot let our foundations be destroyed. It is up to us to uphold them. The next generation needs us to be able to secure freedom for them, just like generations before us did the same thing for us. So we have a job to do, America, and the Sons of Liberty are doing this on a 24/7 basis. We are preaching from the housetops, whether it be through events, through radio, through interviews, through simply going to a gas station, grocery store, passing out gospel tracts. We are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we go, and it's up to all of us to do the same thing. And for those that say, I want to support what you guys are doing, because every time I listen to this radio program, I'm spiritually fed, I'm uplifted, I'm convicted, I know that I need to do my duty out of love to my Savior. So what can I do to help? Please go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's different levels of membership. You can choose which one is right for you. We've got one on there called $1 a day. It's $30 a month. $1 a day. Anyone can afford $1 a day to be able to promulgate the message of the gospel throughout America. And not only throughout America, for those of you who are new listeners, we are also aired in 53 other countries too as well. But we want you to be a part. We thank you for Peggy, who just became a daughter of liberty. We thank you for Wyatt, for all those men out there, men and women out there, who are really stepping up to the plate and saying, listen, I'm getting spiritually fed here. I want to be a part of this. In our newsletter, which is going out tomorrow, we're talking about how we're ringing out, you know, freedom, proclaiming liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof, literally ringing the bell of liberty in Christ. And for those of you who are sons and daughters of liberty, you're helping us ring that bell every day. We are ringing that bell. We are proclaiming liberty to the captives through Christ. In fact, it's kind of interesting. We visited the Liberty Bell on our way through, and we were passing on gospel tracts right at the Liberty Bell. What better place to do it than to proclaim Liberty?
And what did it say right to the left of the Liberty Bell? What were they talking about? How when the Liberty Bell was established, so was our democracy. They're lying to the kids and the people, the thousands of people that go through there every day. They're literally lying to them right in the face of what our founders established.
That's exactly right, and that's why we have to do our duty to make sure that we have an educated people who know the truth of our foundations to go back and restore them to how they need to be, how they should be, as they were. So please do. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join the ranks of many, many sons and daughters of liberty throughout America who are pushing this message to see our nation restored. And I also want to point out all of our wonderful products we have in our store. If you have not yet seen the My War documentary series, very popular on the East Coast, many people getting that documentary series because there's so much truth entailed with it. It's 5 parts, about 7 hours, I think, worth of information on there. You will not be disappointed, especially sometimes for those of you who listen to the radio program and you say, oh, I didn't get a chance to write that down, or I wish Bradley would repeat that here. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on the button that says store and you can get all of our products today.
Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Therefore, non-resistance to tyranny is obedience to Satan. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, it will be the Lord God in Jesus' name.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now
for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.